there, friends and comrades. It's 30 past the 6 rotation, and I'm broadcaster Jay June asking, how you feeling? A little cooped up? The interplanetary travel restriction, completely unrelated to the highly contagious virus that does not exist, hasn't changed much day-to-day for us here at our remote desert planet, but I'd venture a guess that we're in the minority on that one. While the 89.X1 team may not be able to entirely empathize, we sure do sympathize. Which is why we were a little unsure if we should air this next segment, because, dear listener, it discusses the very thing we're prevented from doing right now. But, ultimately, the decision was out of our hands. While we're a proudly independent radio station, one of only two independent radio stations broadcasting in the coalition, actually, shout out to Paloma Network and Quadrant 13, we see you. We occasionally receive content suggestions that we are unable to refuse. And it was recently suggested to us that we include a segment about travel to help, quote, uplift and promote the travel industry to ensure its swift economic recovery following the lifting of interplanetary restrictions unrelated to the highly contagious virus that does not exist, end quote. So, this day, it seems we're covering a non-news and non-optional information topic. First, in accordance with the Media Protection and Conservation Act,
news is a protected speech content category and as such can only be crafted and delivered by organizations certified by the Coalition of Free Autonomous States. Any organization purporting to present news, facts, or truth without a CFAS-issued license is in violation and will be held criminally liable. Non-licensed media organizations must still adhere to the Information Responsibility and Restraint Ordinance and the Council on Community Positive Sentiment Regulation. Failure to adhere to the Coalition guidelines will result in criminal liability.
So, travel. It's great. Try new foods, experience new cultures, operate in non-standard gravities. What's not to love? Dear listeners, go boldly where you'd like, when you'd like. Don't bother yourself with the knowledge that high-end tourism typically demands the industry on those planets acquire the amenities foreigners are used to, and that requires funneling money out of the local economy into the wealthier planets that produce those amenities. Worry not that the vast majority of hotels and short-term rentals are owned by wealthy off-world citizens who can afford to invest copious amounts of capital in choicely located properties, and that, in turn, drives up the cost of housing for the typically less wealthy folks native to the planet. Waste no time learning about the privatization of beaches lobbied for by the tourism industry that strips locals of their right to public access in an attempt to monetize natural beauty. And now, a short break for coalition-mandated content.
Enjoy some of the most beautiful destinations in with Vintage Travel. Choose from our unique collection of villas, each with its own private swimming pool, in rural and beach locations. Discover the freedom a villa holiday can offer. Vintage Travel.
Hello there! May I be blunt? I find it difficult to tell one airline from another.
But that's all been changed, isn't it?
TWA introduces Trans World Service. The wines of the world, continental cuisine, lovely fish and chips, lasagna, meat sauce. You'll see foreign films, exciting.
Lovely idea, don't you think?
So ask your travel agent about Trans World Service. TWA.
Where were we? Oh, right. We here at 89.X1 so want to uplift the tourism and travel industry that we've put together a handy list of tips to help you help them maximize their profits. 1. Don't buy local products or eat at locally owned restaurants. You're on vacation. Why would you want something different than what you're used to? No reason to try something new unless it's presented to you in a way that directly benefits non-local producers. 2. Don't be frugal with water or energy. Why would you? You don't pay the water import and recycling tax. Your actions are vacation action, and they definitely don't have any long-term impact on the local community. 3. Don't worry about proper waste disposal. This is your time. Kick back, relax. You'll be back on your homeworld in a couple of days. There's no need to engage with sustainability in a place that doesn't belong to you. It's not like your vacation spot is a permanent home for other folks. At least, not other folks who matter. 4. Don't use public transportation. The intercity rapid tunnel network, regional ground shuttlecraft, these things are not for you. They're affordable, and the credit you spend on them will help fund a system that the planet's residents rely on for day-to-day transportation. But this is a vacation. Do not put yourself in a position where you will have to see and interact with locals. Plus, depending on where you're going, you might arrive slightly slower than if you were to hire a private pod. Ideally, book through the hotel, because unverified local services are obviously scams, and your friend's cousin absolutely got taken advantage of once, had to pay twice the going rate, which means the driver almost eked out a day's wages above the poverty line. Speaking of, number 5, do haggle, haggle, haggle. You've paid for interplanetary travel. You've paid for a hotel. You've paid for a full body scrub with the extra full rotation salt float. Hell, you even booked sparkling wine on arrival package. On top of all of that, don't you dare pay an extra single credit for local art sold by a vendor who typically makes less in half a cycle than a single off-night season in your room costs. They are greedy and they will take you for everything if given half the chance. Don't fall for it. Your parents didn't raise a fool. And finally, on the point of souvenirs. 6. You traveled all the way to another planet. It is your right to commemorate that with any item you'd like. If that item happens to be a wildlife artifact, so be it. If that item has a religious significance you're not aware of, well, you're not aware of it. You deserve this, and you deserve to enjoy yourself without feeling guilty about every single little thing. So, that's it. We hope we have uplifted the travel industry and promoted understanding of your role in tourism. Get out there. See the worlds. This is broadcaster Jay Joom saying stay safe, stay informed, and stay tuned. Hey comrades, thanks for listening to Dispatch from the Desert Planet. It was written, produced, and voiced by me, Morgan Maxwell. Special thanks to Earl for tech support and Sammy for helping turn our closet into a recording booth. Cover art by Jeremy Serrano. Find more from Jeremy in the show notes. You'll also find the links to the very real elements that build our fictional world there. Say hi on Instagram at Dispatch from the Desert Planet and Twitter at Dispatch from the, or send us an email at dispatchfromthedesertplanet.com. If you'd like to help see the show succeed, please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can support the pod and me by subscribing to our Patreon or donating to our seed fund through Venmo. Username Dispatch from the Desert Planet. Deepest gratitude. Until next time, stay safe, stay informed, and stay tuned.